Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everybody, welcome to a new episode of Japan Top 10. We are at episode 390. Today's topic is going to be about look kawaii in Japanese fashion. This is your host, Tassie.
And Lydia.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah, this is we've been doing a lot of episodes together a lot lately, I feel like.
We have. Right, awfully suspicious.
Awfully suspicious. But it's okay. I think we're quite a dynamic duo, if I do say so.
Yes,
myself.
We are the idol otakus.
Are you bored of your current outfits, or maybe you want to surprise your friends with a complete new wardrobe when you meet them again face to face? Well, here's the perfect episode for that. This week's Japan Top 10 Cultures is bringing to you a different type of kawaii fashion, kawaii meaning cute in English, that are popular in Japan. Let's go and kawaii-fy ourselves.
Yeah. I'm ready to qualify myself.
Oh, me too.
Before we get into that, let's do some of our announcements. The first announcement is for our 2021 annual listener survey. It's out, and please give us 5 minutes of your time to let us know how we can improve, and we can give you the chance to win a $100 USD gift card to a retailer of your choice. Visit our website at jtop10.jp for more details.
Our second announcement is, do you want to advertise on our podcast? Well, market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budgets. Find the details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Want to join our team? We've got open positions currently that need to be filled. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcasts out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
If you guys enjoy listening to our Cultures episodes, remember you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at $1. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.
All right, let's get into our first topic of the episode, and that is Lolita fashion. Lolita fashion is a type of fashion originating in Japan and is heavily influenced by Victorian and Rococo period styles and fashion. The typical elements of Lolita fashion include a puffy, bell, or A-lined shaped jumper skirt with a petticoat underneath, a blouse, round-toed shoes, high-knee socks, and some accessory on the head like a beret, bow, or hairdress. A lot of Lolita fashion also has a lot of lace and frills, making the person almost look like a Victorian doll. There's actually a lot of sub-styles within the Lolita fashion itself, though.
The first well-known Lolita subtype is Gothic Loli. Like the name, it carries a Gothic romantic aesthetic, wearing a lot of dark colors. Mana, a guitarist from the Visual K band Malice Mizer, helped popularize the Gothic Lolita with a clothing label he developed. Visual K is also a Japanese fashion movement amongst musicians, which has elements of glam rock, gothic, cyber, and punk, with very strong and distinctive hairstyles and makeup. The second subtype is Sweet Loli, a lot of pink and pastels aiming for a cute image. The third subtype is classic loli, a more of an elegant Victorian lady style, usually focuses on more natural colors. The subtype, which is quite more niche in the Lolita subtypes, is steam loli. Usually, it has a brown, bronze, and cream color scheme. The dress and skirt can have a steampunk imagery.
The last related style to Lolita fashion is Oji, or also known as boy style. This is not Lolita, but a male equivalent style, although male equivalent actually can be worn by any gender. Similar to Lolita, it typically involves a blouse, vest, knee-length pants, high-knee socks, and round-toe shoes. The pants don't have to be knee-length, though.
For me, I feel like Lolita, when I think of Japanese fashion, Lolita is the first thing I imagine. That's just for me. Like, when I think of, like, kawaii fashion in Japan.
Do you want to describe to listeners, like, the picture we're looking at?
Okay, so what I associate Lolita fashion in Japan is the sweet loli. And how would I describe it? I would describe loli as, you know, the character Little Bo Peep from Toy Story?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes. So the very, like, poofy, like, dress or skirt with the whole petticoat and ruffles. And then you would also imagine these girls having tea parties with each other with wearing lace gloves of some sorts. And they're very proper, and the way they dress is very, very modest, meaning they barely show any, like, arm or leg at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I would describe Lolita.
No, that's the perfect description. Like, I can visualize. So Bo Peep was wearing Lolita.
Yeah, Bo Peep was wearing Lolita.
Yeah, like, I recognize, like, a lot of this fashion down Harajuku, that street. Mm-hmm. And I think my friend took me to one of these shops once. And I think she dressed up as it, like, just, you know, you can casually sometimes blend it into your normal day clothes, kind of, but I think it's a normal thing in Japan, so they can wear it whenever. But the prices on these clothes are so high.
Yeah, I think the most popular brand is Angelic Pretty. Why I know this is because I don't know, I have a fascination of, like, I'm not a fashionista myself, but I love watching people dress up, especially Westerners who go into Lolita, because it's like, you get to witness their love for the fashion of it. So that's why I enjoy watching it. But yeah, there's, like, I know that Angelic Pretty is really expensive, and it can go like a quote unquote cheap dress you can get. It's like $100 easily.
That's cheap.
That's considered to be cheap. But yeah, I know that, like, some Lolita wearers make their own clothes as well.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I believe what you can do in Japan, like, if you're a non-Lolita wearer, you can go to Harajuku. I don't know where in Harajuku, but you can actually do a paid service and get a whole Lolita makeover and get pictures and such.
That's by so cool.
Lolita wearers. Yeah, it's awesome. But I don't know, I can't imagine myself.
Oh, so you've never tried?
I've never tried. It's not my
Yeah, it's not my
interest. It's not my style, and I can't imagine myself wearing. But, like, if someone offered me to, like, hey, you want to try it? Like, I'll gladly try to try. Yeah, but no, I would never wear Lolita. But it's pretty to look at, I feel like.
Yeah, it's so pretty. And I feel like whoever wears it has such dedication to the fashion. I just have to commend them for that. Because I feel like I'm a lazy slob. I'm just like, I just put on whatever. All right, let's introduce the first song of the episode. This is Still Doll, the album version by Kanon Wakashima from 2009.
Number 5.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Originally released in 2008 in her debut single for the anime, Vampire Knight, it peaked at 33 on the Oricon singles chart.
This was also released in 2009 in her debut album, Shinshoku Dose.
Kanon Wakashima is a singer-songwriter and cellist, debuting as a Gothic Lolita artist. Mana, the person we talked previously, said that she was the person who popularized this fashion style.
Cannon also performs live concerts playing her cello and singing, as heard in this song.
She has also released music internationally in the UK with her June 2020 single, Poolside. She stayed in the UK for a year before coming back to Japan due to the pandemic.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Did you watch Vampire Night?
I did, but actually, no. Wait, I read no. I've seen bits and pieces of the anime, but I read the manga.
Oh, same here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was like everyone was into it back then.
I feel like Vampire Night was the anime where a lot of people cringed at girls.
Oh, at girls?
Because during that time, Vampire Night and I believe Twilight came out during the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And girls were going so crazy for vampires, and they would talk about how they wanted to be a vampire inside.
Not one of those people, but...
Okay, good. I wasn't like that either, but... Would you recommend reading Vampire Night?
I feel like the art for its time, it was so beautiful and pretty. And mm-hmm. But... I think I was salty because she didn't end up with the guy I wanted her to end up with.
Oh,
spoilers.
Wait. Oh, are you Team Kaname?
No.
Or is it Zero?
Zero.
Well, she kind of did.
I don't remember what happened.
Oh, I do. I won't spoil it.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
But yeah.
She did? Okay.
She kind of did.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. My memory is fuzzy.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Thank you for listening to our episode about kawaii fashion. Our next episode is going to be hosted by Andy and Edward, and they're changing gears and bringing you the special Japan Top 10 episode full of Japanese game music, and you'll see that episode from a week from now. Anyways, be on the lookout for that. This was your host, Tassie.
And Lydia.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.